Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and all you folks in that traffic today from the Blues Show. Doggone, wish I were there with you. I'm sure the show was great
yeah,
today.
I bet you do.
Yeah. We've got a lot of information to share with you about the traffic flow coming off the island, heading back to the mainland. Austin's going to be reviewing all this in just a few minutes. He's got the five-day and also the big forecast for tomorrow's Big Air Show, which kicks off about 10 o'clock or so tomorrow morning. We'll talk about that. But here's the breaking news I want to get you up to speed on. PPD's Mike Wood is reporting this afternoon the department is working a death investigation on the 3 Mile Bridge. This is the pedestrian path. PPD launched an investigation. Happened around 2:30 this afternoon. The area of concern is near the Gulf Breeze or the south end of the bridge. Wood is confirming at this point PPD is not seeing anything to indicate foul play was involved. No further details have been released to News Radio 92.3. And with that said, let's go ahead and look at three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
All right, number one, the future of the Bay Center still undecided. No decision was made Thursday to form a joint city and county committee on the future of the venue. Scammy commissioners are considering different options from $22 million to upwards of $100 million. That's to modernize the center with possible expansion to include an event center and a second ice rink for practice. Officials want to use tourism tax dollars to take care of all that business.
All right, and new safety measures are in place along Pensacola Beach. You've heard us talk about this a little bit throughout the week. Officials have deployed buoys and signage creating a vessel exclusion zone for this weekend's Beach Air Show. The zone is between Flounders and the SRIA building and extends approximately 250 yards into the Santa Rosa Sound. The zone provides an access point for first responders entering and exiting the water when responding to calls.
You know, Austin, I was mentioning to you before we came on, I was talking to officials about the situation with those different buoys they have there for safety reasons.
Right.
But a lot of folks were really manipulating those things, going in and out of the area that was cut off. So
right.
They really wanted us to stress that to let you know that that is a real safety measure in place on Pensacola Beach during the Blues air shows. And speaking of the Blues, tomorrow's going to be hot. Bottom line, no
Indeed.
Way around this one. I want you to know the signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke if you plan on spending the day in the sun, especially out on Pensacola Beach. Air show attendees can take proactive steps to prevent heat-related problems. Here's some of the things you need to look for. Dizziness, heavy sweating, nausea, thirst, and weakness. Air show attendees are encouraged to stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water. Of course, the official Beach Air Show beginning 10:30 tomorrow morning. Blues fly at 2.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right. Well, a cantonment man has been sentenced to 180 days in Escambia County Jail after a traffic stop in Century earlier this year revealed drugs in his car. On February 6th, deputies responded to reports of a reckless driver and found 27-year-old Javier Diaz George at a convenience store where they smelled marijuana. They eventually found marijuana and methamphetamine, leading to charges of possession and driving with a suspended license. While the drug charge was dropped, George pleaded no contest to the traffic offense and was taken into custody.
Okay, 414 News Radio 92.3. I just wanted to give you an update here. I wanted to forward this story. We told you about it yesterday, about the Pensacola police chief, Eric Randall, resigning, surprising a lot of folks. He was actually hired by then-Mayor Grover Robinson. Here's Grover.
I see him as an Escambia County success story. He leaves Pensacola Police Department as a premier organization that it is in a better place than when he started, and just appreciate his service to our community.
Captain Christian Brown, 29 years with the department, has been appointed the acting police chief. It is 4:15. Beautiful day out there. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we'll just start with this one because you knew this was going to be a problem. If you're trying to get off of Pensacola Beach, there's a heavy wave of congestion there. A lot of it bleeding onto Fort Pickens Road. That congestion actually stretches for a pretty long while, so be on the lookout for that. We also got some issues on, this is going to be Scenic Highway as you are approaching or coming from Olive Road. That's been there for a while. No confirmation of an accident or anything, but we'll keep an eye on it. Also got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 89 degrees, low of 78. This weekend's going to have highs in the mid-90s, 93, 94-ish. There are going to be some slight rainfall chances that'll bleed into your next work week, but so far they haven't given us much trouble. And here is your history of the Blue Angels.
The Blue Angels flight demonstration consists of six aircraft performing a prescribed sequence of maneuvers. These are divided into three primary components: the four-plane Diamond, the two solo jets, and all six planes in the Delta formation. Every move is planned right down to the most specific detail. Even canopy closings on the flight line are choreographed. The maneuvers demonstrated by the Blue Angels are not stunts or tricks. They are tactics taught to every naval fighter or attack pilot. Under combat conditions, they would be flown anywhere from treetop level to 60,000 feet. But for an air show, they are brought down to eye level and are flown in extremely close formation along a predetermined flight line. When flying in the Delta or Diamond formation, the pilots monitor the constant radio chatter that guides each movement. But they must also stay mentally ahead of the sequence and know at all times not only their relationship to the other aircraft, but also to the ground below. The two solo jets demonstrate the high-performance characteristics of the FA-18. In some crossing maneuvers, the two jets fly towards each other at a closing speed of 1,000 miles per hour and cross at the center of the flight line in front of the crowd. Precise timing is crucial in the solo routine because if the jets were to be off by just 1 second, they would pass more than 200 yards from the center point. Though the Blue Angels experience G-forces as high as 8 times their body weight, they do not wear G-suits because doing so would interfere with the precise stick movements necessary to fly such delicate maneuvers. Since 1946, almost 500 million people around the world have attended nearly 5,000 Blue Angel performances, and there's no telling how many more have seen them on television. The Blue Angels are the finest flight demonstration team the world has ever known. The men and women who fly and maintain the squadron take pride in everything they do. The work is very demanding, but they're doing what they love to do. They are fulfilling an important mission for the Navy, and therefore the country. They are the best there is. They are the Navy's. They are America's. They are Pensacola's. They are our Blue Angels, and we love them. I'll be back with more after this.
Dales Marine Construction is passionate about creating waterfront structures and shoreline protections. Whether it's a small individual project or a large-scale corporate design, Dales Marine works hard to help you create a plan that satisfies your needs or wants for the space. From small residential docks and piers to large marinas and seawalls, Dales Marine, licensed and insured in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, the area's leader and expert in marine construction for over 30 years and proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
This is Mike Bates. I'd like to thank Lieutenant David Gardner, the Public Affairs Officer for the Blue Angels, and Hill Goodspeed, the historian at the National Naval Aviation Museum onboard NAS Pensacola, for their assistance with my research for this program. Thanks to all who have ever worn the uniform of the United States military. And thanks to you for listening as News Radio 1620 FM 92.3 traced the history of the Blue Angels.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
As Florida's number one Invisalign and braces provider, Fishbine Orthodontics is proud to serve the community with 9 convenient locations along the Gulf Coast. And for the week of July 14th through the 18th, Fishbine Orthodontics is offering a flash sale just in time for back to school. $1,000 off braces or Invisalign. Start your smile journey today with a free consultation. Take advantage of the back to school flash sale July 14th through the 18th only. Visit fishortho.com. Your dream smile is closer than you think.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, the so-called nail bandit has been arrested in Florida. Chris Foster on the report this afternoon from South Florida.
A Florida man faces several felony charges accused of throwing sharp objects like nails, screws, and wires in the path of emergency vehicles several times over 19 months. An investigation started in April, with incidents documented six times since then. Detectives in Okeechobee County say they caught 72-year-old John Starnes in the act after weeks of surveillance, and he confessed, saying he had a beef with fire rescue and county commissioners. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Well, Florida's now allowing lawmakers to inspect the new detention center. Of course, we know it's Alligator Alcatraz, as some of those lawmakers challenged the state's reasoning to block their unannounced visit last week. Still trying to figure this one out, are they? Well, Fox 35, our good friends down at WOFL Television, Chancellor Wynn, he's in this afternoon, and he's down in Orange County, Florida, part of Orlando.
Democratic lawmakers have filed a lawsuit with the state Supreme Court claiming the governor and the Department of Emergency Management overstepped their authority. In response, the Department of Emergency Management has scheduled a tour of the new illegal immigrant detention center for this Saturday. But Republicans like Congresswoman Kat Kamick say Alligator Alcatraz is not too different from other illegal immigrant detention centers. ICE has moved some illegal immigrants from the Orange County Jail to Alligator Alcatraz, but a new amendment to the county's agreement with ICE states participating law enforcement agencies could now be the ones tasked with transporting detainees to ICE facilities like Alligator Alcatraz.
In Orange County, Chancellor Wynn, Fox News.
In Broward County, planning an aerial attack on a swarm of mosquitoes from the Everglades. This weekend's aerial spraying mission will target adult mosquitoes in the western part of the county. Mosquito Control Director Ann Tone says the rise in mosquitoes is due to the recent rainfall. He says this type of mosquito is an aggressive biter, but it is not known to carry diseases.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, today the U.S. opens its first rare earth minerals mine. This is the first time in over 70 years. Kelly Sabrini has more from Ranchester, Wyoming.
This is a critical moment for the U.S. We are going to get 6 of the 17 rare earth elements that are used in everything from warplanes to semiconductors and powerful magnets and even things that go into our cell phones. Now, this is revolutionary for not just us, but our allies, as we'll be able to break our dependence on China to acquire these rare earth minerals. Now, what I want to tell you about is China not only provides 70% of the U.S. supply, but also mines 70% of the world's rare earth minerals. China has basically cut off the rest of the world now from acquiring 7 of these elements since April in retaliation for President Trump's tariffs.
Well, 424 News Radio 92.3, we are definitely watching that money this afternoon. Hillary Barsky, she's in and she's got the numbers for us.
Stocks closing out the week in the red on escalating tariff tensions after President Trump said that he would raise levies on many imported goods from Canada to 35%, which is 10% higher than what he first imposed months ago. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said that he will keep working toward a new trade framework with the U.S. The Dow winners, McDonald's, Microsoft, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, American Express, Visa, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 279 points, the Nasdaq lower by 45, S&P 500 down 21. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here, I want to lead with this because I have since gotten clarification, and now our map is showing it. We do have some backup on Scenic Highway. This is near Olive Road. We had a texter letting us know that it's because there's some road work going on. Thank you very much for that, texter. And also, you can feel free to text in at any time, 850-437-1620. Now, one of the spots that's giving us the most trouble right now is Of course, Pensacola Beach. If you're trying to get off the beach, we do have some backups there, and a lot of it's bleeding onto Fort Pickens Road, so be on the lookout for that area. As for any other major areas, probably going to have to be Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, but that's to be expected. As for your weather, 89 degrees, low of 78 tonight. This weekend's going to have some slight rainfall chances. Shouldn't result in much, if anything. Highs are going to be sitting at 93 and 94-ish.
Let me just remind you, though, I know the one traffic area is on Fort Pickens Road, but the another main area is the Navarre Beach Bridge. And due to the high volume of traffic trying to get to the mainland after today's Blue Show, the Navarre Beach Bridge has closed the southbound lane. In other words, you can't go from 98 over to Navarre Beach. They got it shut simply because the bridge will be northbound as of right now to help get those air show attendees off the island and back home faster. That's going on, and they'll probably keep that in place for the next hour or so. So if you are going down 98, think you're going to be able to go across the Navarre Bridge to get over to the island, turn around. Got to go back through Pensacola at this point, on Pensacola Beach at this point, if you're going to get across, because southbound lanes are now closed.
All righty. And to carry on with your national headlines here, President Trump is in Kerrville, Texas, getting a firsthand look at the flooding devastation. He had a roundtable discussion with local officials and first responders, and he said he's there to express the anguish of the entire nation. He added that he's never seen anything like it.
Yeah, you know, thousands of volunteers now. Just combing across the counties in Texas. They're assisting the first responders in that flood-ravaged central Texas area. Jeff Manasso has more on the floodwaters.
They got the call on Monday. Hours later, Missouri Task Force 1, a 50-member crew of St. Louis area first responders, was on the road to Texas to assist in search and rescue efforts following the deadly floods.
We love them, we're supporting them, and we pray for them, and obviously we're praying for the families and the people affected in Texas.
Spokesman Gail Blumenkamp says the conditions in Texas similar to what the task force faced when they assisted hurricane victims last year in North Carolina.
Complete sheer devastation. Hilly-type country, roads, bridges, everything washed out.
Their mission set to last 2 weeks. Missouri Task Force 1, one of 28 task force teams on the ground in Texas. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And an L.A. federal judge may rule as soon as today on a restraining order looking to stop ICE raids. We'll be on the lookout for that. The judge is a Biden appointee, and they don't seem critical of, or they do seem critical of the government's position, telling his lawyers that she wants more specifics about the operations and less generalities. Attorneys with public counsel and the ACLU argue the operations are racial profiling, detailing people based on appearance.
Seems like another stalling procedure there on the West Coast, but as you said, we will keep you abreast of what's happening. Just keep it on News Radio 92.3. There has been a new development in the legal fight over the man who was said to be behind the September 11th attacks. Lillian Wu has more on News Radio 92.3.
An appeals court throwing out a plea deal for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two co-defendants, which would have allowed the accused 9/11 mastermind to be spared the risk of execution in exchange for a life sentence. It's the latest twist in the decades-long saga involving the man charged with planning one of the deadliest attacks ever on the United States. He was captured in 2003 and moved to the military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The court, by a 2-1 vote, finding then-Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was acting within his authority in 2024 when he canceled the plea agreement. The court also faulting the military judge who reinstated the agreement. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And President Trump says he's happy with the investigation into his attempted assassination at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, almost exactly a year ago. Trump told Fox News he's been briefed by multiple agencies, and although he acknowledges the Secret Service breakdowns, he still has the utmost respect and trust in his agents. He added the rally was a rough day for the Secret Service.
Yeah, it really was. And think about it. 1 year. It's been 1 year since that happened.
That's crazy.
It really is. Another university facing investigations as the Trump administration continues its anti-DEI crackdown. Lillian Wu has more for us.
The Trump administration steps up its scrutiny of Virginia's largest public university, George Mason University, over the alleged use of race in the hiring and promotion of faculty. The education department saying it's responding to a complaint from multiple professors there who accused the school of favoring those from underrepresented groups. This is the second civil rights investigation by the department into the school in less than 2 weeks. The first focused on allegations the university didn't sufficiently respond to anti-Semitic incidents. George Mason denies any allegation of discrimination and says the university affirms its commitment to comply with all federal and state mandates. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Well, the National Weather Service in Mobile confirming it is not expected to issue heat advisories over the weekend during the beach air show. However, Dave Greenwood, the safety director out on the island, says it's going to be hot.
You know, the signs and symptoms of heat injury, so you need to get inside, out of the hot environment.
You're absolutely right. However, heat indexes are projected to move into dangerous triple-digit territory. Hydration, just drink a lot of water. This is News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump getting a firsthand look at the catastrophic flooding in Kerr County, Texas, where the Guadalupe River tore through the valley on Independence Day. There's been some criticism of the area's flood warning system. Trump says that'll be addressed.
We're also taking historic action to ensure that such a nightmare never happens again. We're going to look and see how can a thing like this, they could say it's a 100-year. Somebody said it's a 500-year event. It doesn't. We're not going to let a thing like this happen.
At least 120 people have been killed overall. An aide to former President Joe Biden appears before a House panel looking into the alleged cover-up of President Biden's cognitive decline.
She was the former director of strategic outreach in the Biden White House, and she's being asked questions about this overall probe into the alleged decline and cover-up involving then President Biden.
That's Fox's David Spunt. America's listening to Fox News.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed. Stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the future of the Bay Center is still undecided. No decision was made yesterday to form a joint city and county committee on the future of the venue. Escambia commissioners are considering different options, from $22 million to upwards of $100 million to modernize the center, with possible expansion to include an event center and a second ice rink for practice. Officials want to use tourism tax dollars to fund it.
Okay, number two that we're watching today, new safety measures are in place along Pensacola Beach. Officials have deployed buoys and signage, creating a vessel exclusion zone for the beach show. The zones between Flounders and the SRIA building, yeah, this is over on the Sound, extends approximately 250 yards into the water. The zone provides an access point for first responders entering and exiting the water when responding to calls.
All right. And your third top story this afternoon, the Blues Air Show tomorrow will be hot. Know the signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke if you plan on spending the day in the sun. Air show attendees can take proactive steps to prevent heat-related problems, dizziness, heavy sweating, nausea, thirst, and or weakness. Air show attendees are encouraged to stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water. The official beach air show for tomorrow begins at 10:30, and the Blue Angels will fly at 2.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Oh, yes, they will fly at 2 o'clock. They're just so beautiful. It's just amazing watching those guys. The National Weather Service in Mobile confirming it is not expecting to issue heat advisories over the weekend during the air show. However, heat indexes are projected to move into dangerous triple-digit territory. Hydration essential. Drink plenty of water. That is the key. And bring along plenty of SPF as UV rays will be intense. And while we're talking about the beach here real quick, let me just remind you, the trolley hours over on the island have been extended. The way it's going to start, the trolleys will start tomorrow morning. If you remember, they started at 7:30 this morning. Tomorrow morning, 6:30, they start. Due to extreme traffic congestion, service to the access road stops will be suspended until 6 tomorrow afternoon.
And since we're talking about the air show, of course, that's a very notable event. A lot of people travel over here with children and family members. Well, there's a new study out that says sex trafficking is up all across the state of Florida, and experts blame it on the state being such a hot spot for vacationers. While Sheriff Chip Simmons says he hasn't encountered sex trafficking in Escambia County, always keep an eye out for your children and family members, once again, especially during notable events.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And now he doesn't have to worry about it. There's a base hit for Chisholm to break up the no-hitter.
Seattle Mariners all-star pitcher Brian Wu took a no-hitter into the eighth inning with a 5-0 lead at Yankee Stadium before New York broke through and kept going.
That one's drilled deep to right center field on the run. Rodriguez on the track, turning, looking, see ya! A pinch hit, two-run home run for Stanton. Line drive, it's a base hit to right field. That's going to tie the game. Big two-run single by Austin Wells.
Center field, tagging Volpe. The catch is made. Here comes Volpe. Here's the throw. Here's the play. He's safe. Yankees win. A sack fly by Judge. Yankees win 6-5. From no hit to no way. They come all the way back to win it and sweep Seattle.
On the YES Network, the Yankees won their fourth in a row and moved within two games of the AL East leading Blue Jays. The Red Sox ran their win streak to 7 games, beat the Rays 4-3. Pete Crow Armstrong hit 2 home runs for the Cubs and an 8-1 win over the Twins. The Reds shut out the Marlins 6-0. The Cardinals crushed the Nationals 8-1. Orioles swept a doubleheader against the Mets. In 11 innings, the Athletics beat the Braves 5-4. Rangers got 4 hits from Marcus Semien in an 11-4 win over the Angels. Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado hit home runs for the Padres, who beat the Diamondbacks 4-3. The White Sox and Guardians were postponed by rain. 27-year-old Taylor Fritz hopes to become the first American man since Andy Roddick in 2009 to make it to the Wimbledon final. Fritz today plays 2-time defending Wimbledon champion Carlos Alcaraz in the semifinals at the All England Club. Semifinals scheduled to begin 8:30 a.m. Eastern. The winner of this match will move into Sunday's final against the winner of today's second semifinal between 7-time champ Novak Djokovic and world number one ranked Jannik Sinner. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Fax.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And WNBA star Angel Reese says former NFL quarterback Robert Griffin III is lying about speaking to people in her inner circle. The Chicago Sky player's comment comes after Griffin alleged that he was informed by those closest to Reese that she hates Caitlin Clark because of the media and constant comparison to the Fever guard. Griffin previously claimed in a social media post in May that Reese hates her, and he received widespread backlash for that comment. He doubled down on his claims in follow-up posts, saying that he wasn't going to change his take to protect feelings and called on everyone to unite despite having a difference in opinion.
What a way to get press, let me tell you. Very
masterfully. Yeah, he's been in a lot of buzz.
Okay. Two of baseball's biggest stars lead the MLB in jersey sales ahead of the All-Star break. Jared Max has more for you.
As we're in the final weekend of play before the Major League Baseball All-Star break, MLB announced the two players who received the most votes to start the Midsummer Classic Tuesday on Fox are also the league leaders in jersey sales. Both home run giants, Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Dodgers and Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees, have attracted the most sales of their jerseys since opening day this season, according to MLB. Judge, who leads Major League Baseball in batting average this year and is second in the American League in home runs, moved up three spots in the rankings of jersey sales from fifth to second. Ohtani, who leads the National League in home runs, is tops on the MLB list, which among the top 20 includes four Dodgers and three from the New York Mets, led by Francisco Lindor, fifth, and Juan Soto, sixth. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is a sports machine, Sean Levine, with a Sports Minute, sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store at metalsupermarkets.com. Football got rid of the Pro Bowl, and I get it. It's a very violent sport, and nobody cared. But college sports don't have an all-star game. What I'm getting at is, baseball, it's time. Give us a list, maybe give the guys a little bit of money, call them all-stars, have the home run derby, but do we really need an all-star game? I'm the sports machine, Sean Levine.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy, so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, health experts say, you know what? It's absolutely true that elderly people have a distinct smell. Listen, don't shoot me. I'm just the messenger. Here's Lisa Brady.
Or a myth. Experts say old people smell is a real thing. It's because normal hygiene practices often fail to address age-related body odor. Dr. Dan Wesson, professor at the University of Florida College of Medicine, tells Fox News Digital, "I think we all know this smell." He says a key source of the smell is a compound which emerges from the process of fats in skin cells breaking down due to imbalances in the body. And this is unique to aging skin. The compound is not easily washed off with regular hygiene practices, which is why managing this body odor requires more complex solutions. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a new study finds most people don't experience severe withdrawal when they quit taking antidepressants. The study out of the UK found that while people quitting antidepressants did experience more withdrawal symptoms than those on placebos, they weren't found to be that serious. They included issues like dizziness, nausea, and nervousness. A relapse of depression was not noted during withdrawal.
Something went terribly wrong in Arizona. A physical therapist burned to death inside an oxygen chamber. Gary Baumgarten has a story on News Radio 92.3.
Firefighters say 43-year-old Dr. Walter Foxcroft was discovered dead when they rushed to his office on a report of a fire, his scorched body trapped inside the chamber. The late-night discovery, puzzling to investigators who say they have no idea what he was doing inside the chamber. Foxcroft just last year launched the clinic where he died, the first such hyperbaric oxygen therapy center in the state. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
United Nations are warning millions are going to die by 2029 if U.S. funding for HIV programs is not replaced. CJ Papa has more on the story.
$4 billion promised this year by the U.S. for the global HIV response vanished overnight when President Trump began his second non-consecutive term. The president ordered that all foreign aid be put on hold while moving to shutter USAID. The recent fight against HIV had been bumpy even before the decision to cut the money. UNAIDS said that half of all infections are in sub-Saharan Africa. UN officials feared other major donors scaled back their support, reversing decades of progress against the disease, adding strong multilateral cooperation was already in jeopardy because of ongoing wars, geopolitical shifts, and climate change. CJ Papa, Fox News.
445 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together. Okay, busy day today.
Indeed.
A lot of traffic, a lot of weather. What's going on now?
Well, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. They can make your outdoor space summer ready, and you can get $50 off new mosquito or fire ant control service. So you can visit insect.net today for more info on that. That's one thing going on. Yeah, the other stuff here, we do have some construction on Scenic Highway near Olive Road. It's causing backups in both lanes. Be on the lookout for that. Also, still have some congestion if you're trying to get off of Pensacola Beach, and a lot of it has been bleeding onto Fort Pickens Road. That is still very much a problem. Chris, you were talking about traveling southbound on the Navarre Beach Bridge, trying to get on that way, is closed.
Yeah, the bridge is closed as of right now. And what we're talking about, Austin, is the southbound lines, 98
right.
heading over to the beach, because they got what we call contraflow. If you would, like, if you remember in hurricane situations, they change the lanes of freeways to get people off a certain area or whatever to move them around. So southbound lanes are closed. So what that means is if you're coming down 98 today and you're expecting to get on the bridge to get over to Navarre, you're going to have to, especially now if you're heading eastbound, you're going to have to turn back around and go across the Sykes Bridge. Good luck there. And so it's a compounding situation, but the southbound lanes are closed. Northbound flow only, just helping those attendees of the air show off the island today.
Well, and the good news associated with that is that at least on our map here, there doesn't appear to be many backups in that area as a result. As for your weather, on a local scale, 89 degrees, going to be a low of 78 tonight. Next few days, Saturday and Sunday, going to have highs sitting at around 93, 94. They'll creep up heading into your next work week, and there's some slight rainfall chances, but they shouldn't result in much.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be a real warm one. That heat index in triple digits. And you know why they have not issued the warnings? We talked to John Purdy from the National Weather Service. He was on our show yesterday discussing why they're not issuing heat warning alerts, because the threshold is 108 degrees. Mm. We're only projected to get 107. That means absolutely nothing, ladies and gentlemen. You got to drink a lot of water. You got to stay hydrated, and you really have to take care of yourself. If you get into a situation, dizziness, heavy sweating, nausea, thirst, weakness, things like that, time to get out of the sun, go get yourself some water, sit down, cool off, and it'll be a better day for you. So our forecast, to kind of put it on a nutshell, not bad, Austin.
Yeah.
It's looking pretty good. Different story if you go over to the west a few states, more flash flooding possible in Texas. Stormy weather in the Midwest. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has the weekend Fox weather forecast.
The risk of flash floods returns to Texas this weekend, and sections of the southern plains, including areas that were impacted by the catastrophic storms last week. Please stay alert to the latest watches and warnings with Fox Weather. Meanwhile, widespread storms are ongoing over the Midwest, with potentially stronger storms containing large hail, damaging winds, isolated tornadoes, and heavy rainfall. Heat and humidity making things uncomfortable outside for the western U.S., the southeast, and the interior Northeast. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
1248 News Radio 92.3. President Trump was in Texas today, along with First Lady Melania Trump. They paid a visit to Kerr County after those deadly flooding events that devastated the local communities there. Garrett Teeny is there with the latest.
He and the First Lady getting a firsthand look at this devastation, and it really is one of those scenes that you have to see to believe. Just the power of this flooding. There is a baby's swing that is mixed in with debris. That really speaks to some of those who were affected by this flooding. We know at least 120 people now that lost their lives. More than 170 are still missing. We've had search and rescue teams going back and forth all along the Guadalupe River, search and rescue teams from all across the country, and they are still searching for the remains of those who are missing.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, Canada is responding to President Trump's announcement of a new 35% tariff on Canadian goods. I'm sure they were not happy about this one. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
The Canadian Prime Minister had said that they could have a fuller trade agreement by July 21st. Now, if that doesn't happen, then Canada would see that 35% tariff added on August 1st. There's one caveat to this, an administration official telling me that they expect a carve-out for the USMCA agreement where there'll be no tariffs on those goods, but the paperwork for the 35% tariffs has not been finalized. Still, the Canadian Prime Minister posting a response on X, saying, throughout the current trade negotiations with the United States, the Canadian government has steadfastly defended our workers and businesses. We will continue to do so as we work towards a revised deadline of August 1st.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The U.S. government posted a surplus in June as tariff receipts provided an extra bump to an increase. According to the Treasury Department, last month saw a surplus of just over $27 billion following a deficit of $316 billion in May. That brought the fiscal year-to-date deficit down to $1.34 trillion, a 1% decline from the same period a year ago. Tesla will open a showroom in India next week, marking the U.S. EV maker's first appearance in the country. The launch event for the Tesla Experience Center will take place July 15th in Mumbai. Tesla is also likely to officially launch direct sales to Indian customers. On Wall Street, stocks were lower today, with the Dow falling nearly 280 points, the S&P 500 dropped 20, and the Nasdaq lost 45. Crude oil futures for August up more than 3% below $69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Layoff notices going out to thousands of U.S. State Department employees. Tanya J. Powers has a story on News Radio 92.3.
Mass firings of government workers is continuing, this time with more than 1,300 State Department workers getting layoff notice emails. It affects 1,107 civil servants and 246 Foreign Service officers with domestic assignments in the U.S. The Foreign Service officers will be put on immediate administrative leave for 120 days, after which they will formally lose their jobs, while most of the civil servants will have a separation period of 60 days. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the cuts are needed to make the department leaner and more efficient. A recent Supreme Court ruling cleared the way for the layoffs to start, while lawsuits challenging their legality play out. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Just about 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on this Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go mock speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the flight deck store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup of construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
The Blue Angels are flying at Pensacola Beach, and coming up later today at 2 o'clock, you can listen to the live narration of them flying, and then again tomorrow at 2 o'clock, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Right now.
Now every time I go for the mailbox, I gotta hold myself down. 'Cause I just can't wait till you write me, you're coming around. Now I'm walking on sunshine.
4:55, heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price. Walking on sunshine this afternoon, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, that's just what I do. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, still got some minor issues on Scenic Highway. If you're traveling either eastbound or westbound near Olive Road, there's some construction in that area. Also have some backups. If you're trying to get off of Pensacola Beach, that should be self-explanatory. Those backups are bleeding pretty well onto Fort Pickens Road. As for your weather, sitting at around 89 degrees, low of 78 tonight. This weekend's going to have highs sitting at around 93, 94 degrees. They will bleed up even further as we head into your next work week. And there are going to be some slight rainfall chances, but it shouldn't be anything too severe.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, it could be a smelly summer if you live in a few cities here. Garbage collector strike in Boston has spread to multiple states. Let me see here. Georgia, Illinois, Washington, and California, according to the Teamsters Union. It's going to have an impact in many areas. Here's Allie Ramos.
Workers with Republic Services in Massachusetts went on strike a week ago. Since Tuesday of this week, Republic Service workers in the Bay Area and other states have started their own temporary work stoppage in solidarity. There are 24 Bay Area cities affected by this, from Fairfield to San Jose, Pinole to Piedmont, Half Moon Bay to Newark. Some residents we spoke to this morning in Fremont say they're sympathetic to garbage collectors wanting better wages, but they're concerned about the trash piling up. Those concerns led the city manager in Union City to bring in two dumpsters that people in the city's 24,000 households can use while the labor dispute drags on. In Union City, Allie Rasmus, Fox News.
And the White House is comparing President Trump to Superman in a new post on social media. I actually saw this earlier today. The administration posted an image of Trump flying while wearing Superman's costume, complete with a red cape, along with the caption, "The Symbol of Hope." White House officials are capitalizing on the premiere of the new Superman movie as the film's director faces backlash over his comments expressing views that he views Superman as an immigrant that came from other places and populated the country.
Okay, we're talking Superman this afternoon. I want to kind of dub onto that, what you're talking about here. Getting a lot of press, a lot of ink, this new Superman movie as it flies into theaters with his dog by his side. Michelle Polino has more on News Radio 92.3.
Crypto.
Home. James Gunn's Superman hits theaters. The film stars David Corn Sweat as the Man of Steel, a.k.a. Clark Kent, the Daily Planet reporter. In Gunn's version of the film, which has drawn some criticism as being woke because of Gunn's use of Superman's alien status as an immigration allegory, Superman tries to reconcile his Kryptonian heritage with his human upbringing as Kent from Smallville, Kansas, all while fighting off global enemies like Lex Luthor and falling in love with fellow reporter Lois Lane, played by the marvelous Mrs. Maisel's Rachel Brosnahan. The film also marks the first live-action appearance of Crypto, the Superdog. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the television series Scrubs is making a comeback with a reboot set for ABC. According to Variety, the reboot will see the return of original series stars Zach Braff, Donald Faison, and Sarah Chalk, and more. The beloved hospital comedy originally aired on NBC for its first seven seasons from 2001 to 2008, followed by two seasons at ABC from 2009 and 10.
I like the show. I'm glad. Oh, yeah. That's good news. Trump administration suing the state of California over regulations designed to reduce animal cruelty. Good for them. Jesse Gray of Fox 2 in San Francisco has the story.
An ethical stance in California is ruffling feathers all the way back in Washington, which is producing backlash back in the Golden State.
It's just morally corrupt to want to abuse animals.
North Bay farmer Leslie Citron appalled the Trump administration on Wednesday, filing a lawsuit against California over Proposition 12. Passed in 2018, it mandates certain protections for animals, including that egg-producing hens can't be crammed into cages and must have enough space for movement. Federal officials and watchdogs sympathetic to the plight of farmers and consumers say Prop 12, which applies to out-of-state egg producers who sell in California, is driving up the price of eggs.
Okay, we got an update to share with you, just coming in from Mike Wood over at PPD. Breaking news this afternoon. The department's reporting this afternoon it's working a death investigation on the 3 Mile Bridge, the pedestrian path. Originally, we were given the information it was on the Gulf Breeze end of the bridge. It's not. It's on the wayside park of the Pensacola side, the north end of the bridge. So, Wood is saying at this point, PD is not seeing anything to indicate foul play. So no further details really have been released other than what I just updated you on. But we'll keep you posted. More information, more news coming up in less than 12. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.